from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hoodie taking down my QB. That's my quarterback, man. That's my quarterback, man.
Where are your tears?
He's a rookie. It was game one. He's a rookie. Let my man live. All right. Give him some time. How many quarterbacks come out and tear it up in game one, week one?
CJ Stroud.
I don't think he tore it up in week one last year, did he? I think he was like okay. And yeah, see, the problem with this is now I end up in a spot where I have to deep dive CJ Stroud's rookie year for no reason. Hey, you know how frustrating that is?
It was last year. It's not like that deep of a dive.
It's a long time ago, man. CJ Stroud, week one, 2023 stats. Oh, man. See, this is so frustrating. Is this from last year? No, that's from this year. That doesn't help me. You get the point. The point here is it's week one. No, that's 2024. Let's go back to 2023. Week one. Okay, 20 of 26 for 264 yards and 2 touchdowns. All right, not the point. There's the exception to every rule, man. Mm-hmm. Exception to every rule.
I'm guessing probably Cam Newton probably had a really good, because he set rookie records. And other records his first season. I mean, there are quarterbacks who've done pretty well as a... You're right.
24 of 37, 422 yards, 2 touchdowns. Exceptions to every rule, even if there's multiple exceptions. All right? I'm not giving up on Caleb Williams. I'm not doing it. That's my quarterback, man. I am ride or die with Caleb Williams. Yahoo's fantasy evaluator says I have the best team in my league, but it is going to be 100% dictated by Caleb Williams. For the record, 91% of rosters that had Caleb Williams started him this week. And I feel good about that. Caleb Williams ended with 7.22 fantasy points. The guy I was up against started Patrick Mahomes, who had 14. So basically, I just need Caleb to get to Patrick Mahomes' numbers, and I'm going to be champ, man.
All right, so I'm not a big fantasy football guy, so I don't know. Do most teams have more than one quarterback?
Most teams will carry two, but in a 20-team league, that's tough to do because obviously there's only 32 guys that start, which means that league, there's 8 teams that will have to pull a backup quarterback who likely won't see the field in the bye week. That's me. You know who my backup quarterback is? My go-to guy, and I put him on. And I'm gonna have to cut him. I'm gonna have to waiver cut him because he's not gonna see the field this year as much as I had hoped he would. You know who I put on the bench? And the reason I did, because a keeper league, I can stash him for later. Spencer Rattler. And now I'm going to have to waive him because Derek Carr's out here throwing for three touchdowns and 47 points. I don't know if Spencer Rattler's going to get a sniff this year all of the sudden.
Do you really want a backup quarterback as your backup quarterback?
Again, it's a 20-team league. I don't have a choice, right?
Okay.
By definition, the first 20 teams get starters, and then 12 teams will get a starting quarterback as their backup. There are 8 teams, and because in a snake draft, and I was the second overall pick, that's how I ended up with CMC, in a snake draft, I can't have a back. You know what the play for me is? I have to go find a quarterback on the waiver wire that plays behind a quarterback that I think is going to get hurt. That's the only option that I have, and I tried to, you know who I tried to go get? I tried to go get Michael Penix Jr., unavailable. I forgot who it was, but I tried to go get the Jets backup quarterback, unavailable. Like, that's the other problem is teams know that. And so they go grab quarterbacks behind hurt guys.
I think it's Jacoby Brissett.
He's in New England. He's starting for the Patriots.
Well, it's one of those guys that go everywhere because he played like the last 2 minutes of the game last night.
I'm not going to lie. I was very out last night.
Yeah.
I wasn't out. I checked out. Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, I knew it was one of those guys that goes to every team.
Poor Tyrod Taylor. I don't think anybody's gotten a raw deal quite like Tyrod Taylor has. Let's see. Who can I pick up now? I can pick up Taylor Heinicke. I can pick up... Tyrod Taylor's available. I could add Tyrod Taylor in play. You know, and this is the other part. In a keeper league, like, you're trying to do it strategically so you have guys that are worth carrying through year to year. And my thought was, hey, if Derek Carr stinks and the Saints stink, and I'm not going to give up on him yet because, hey, it's week one and we play the Panthers. But if Derek Carr is going to go out there and throw for 3 tutties a week, then Spencer Rattler's never going to see the field. He's not worth the keep spot anymore. Is Tyrod Taylor? Do we think Aaron Rodgers is making it a full year? I don't know. So thank you all for listening to my TED Talk as I walk you through my fantasy football selection process, something I know that literally no one cares about. You know what you do care about? Football. We're going to talk a bunch of football today. We're going to talk baseball today because, ladies and gentlemen, you woke up this morning to find out that the Atlanta Braves, not a playoff team as of right now. They are out of the playoff positioning right now. The New York Mets have surpassed the Atlanta Braves and taken the last wild card spot. Can the Bravos get it back? No, because they're about to start a 4-game set with the Dodgers. It's real bad for the ATL. We're going to talk about that. Get some NASCAR, the playoffs underway. It's going to be busy. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. Monday Night Football going down last night. The San Francisco 49ers get a win over the New York Jets, 32-19. Your final in this one. Aaron Rodgers making his return to the QB1 position for the Jets. Jets. 13 of 21 for a .167, a tutty and a pick in this one. Did take one sack, a 51.1 QBR and 82.8 quarterback rating. If those numbers mean anything to you, just 68 yards on the ground for the Jets. 54 of them came from Breece Hall. Alan Lazard, 6 grabs, 89 yards and 2 touchdowns. Also dropped one early in the game that might have been a pop as well. And look, I think Lonzo hit on it earlier. Wide receivers dropped a couple for Aaron Rodgers, but it was very clear that this team was knocking the rust off. You know, we've been going at this 3-game preseason for a couple of years now, and we have been seeing the philosophy about whether to play or not to play starters in the preseason, and if so, for how much. We talked a little bit about this yesterday with the Carolina Panthers and what happened down in New Orleans, a demolition job at the hands of the New Orleans Saints. And I said, my whole take on Carolina was, I'm not writing them off after this week. I'm not cooking them after this week. And a big part of the reason why was because of the fact that their starters played effectively one series, some of them two series in the preseason. That was the first action they've had. I do wonder if this is a conscious philosophy that head coaches made, or if it's a risk that they were willing to take, that it would take some time for their players to get caught up if they don't play in the preseason. Peyton Manning last night on the Manning cast, after Brandon Ayuk, who did not play in the preseason, him for a different reason, obviously, because he was holding out for a contract resolution, which he got. Turns out, and I don't know if you heard this story yesterday, reported by a couple of insiders, apparently the 49ers were actually the ones that ended up playing hardball with Brandon Ayuk. They had put an offer on the table back in early August, and they said, here's the deal we want to offer you. You can take it or leave it. And Ayuk said, yeah, it's not what I want. So the 49ers said, we're going to go find somewhere to trade you. We're going to find something to do. They had a deal working with the Patriots, a deal working with the Steelers. There were rumors that Ayuk was unhappy with the Patriots trade, was maybe listening. Then the Patriots, well, according to reports, apparently the 49ers were willing to let Ayuk kind of pick the spot he wanted to go to some degree, but not solely. Apparently, they came to him about a week before preseason was over and said, at the beginning of a practice day, here's the deal, Brandon Ayuk. We got a trade offer on the table. One of two things is going to happen at the conclusion of practice today. Either A, you're going to sign the deal that we have on the table, or B, you're not going to sign the deal we have on the table, and we're going to trade you, and it's kind of going to be what it is. And effectively played hardball with Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk signed the deal. Either way, however it worked out, Brandon Ayuk did not play in the preseason. And Peyton Manning, when Ayuk dropped what should have been a touchdown pass that maybe would have ended the game earlier than it was for the San Francisco 49ers, Pepe popped off. We don't drop the ball. Get signed, get in camp, we don't drop the ball.
Well, Aaron Rodgers not that far away from 45. I don't know if I'd have said that part, but, you know.
As somebody who is 6 months from 40 and yesterday sat up in a chair and my back made a noise so loud that Lonzo went, oh, that didn't sound good, from the other side of the room. You know, I get what he's saying here. I get what he's saying here. But yeah, see, this is why, to extrapolate over to the Carolina Panthers, this is why I said I'm not writing this team off, because offense is about timing and rhythm and precision, and you can't practice. I mean, you can practice it, but you cannot get it right at NFL speed against NFL defenses unless you are playing NFL speed against NFL defenses. You just can't do it. And I know we hammered it out with Rashad Beard about how they didn't really play in week two against the Jets because they had the 11-on-11 first team controlled scrimmage. And I get that. I understand that. I even leaned into a little bit when that happened. Okay, that's fine. But a controlled scrimmage is still a controlled scrimmage, right? When you run a play and then both coaches call their teams back, and both coaches are over there going, okay, well, you know, you ran the wheel route, and I need you to run an out, a dart, and offensive line, left tackle over here. You know, you came down, but what I need you to do is I need you to chip down, but keep that left hand out to push the end out too. Like, when you're coaching it up, that ain't how game day works, man. That's not how it works in a game. It is finish that play in the huddle, run the next play. It's a different speed that even a controlled scrimmage can't simulate. So when Dave Canales trots out his offense in its entirety, all starting 11, for the very first time in week one, yeah, it makes sense that they're not on the same page. That is a catch that, and I believe this, that's a catch that Brandon Ayuk in week seven makes 90% of the time. And maybe it was just that 1 out of 10 catches. Maybe if Brandon Ayuk had gone all preseason, he still drops that ball. But realistically speaking, that's a catch that he makes way more often than he doesn't. And I wonder if being in preseason and getting those reps and getting a couple of those full extension footballs in practice would have cleaned that up. This is why I said I am not writing off Carolina after one game. And those of you that texted the show yesterday and called the show yesterday and went off on, oh, that's it. Doom and gloom. It's cataclysmic. And we're laying down the philosophy, the prognostication that the Panthers are the second 0-for team in history. I hope in week 8 you got to eat a little bit of crow. I'm not saying they're going to go out there and win 12 games. I'm saying the projection was 5.5, and I think the over. But preseason matters. And even Peyton Manning's trying to tell you about it. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rob Brown Show wrapping up hour number one. Rob the Great Milonzo with you on a Tuesday morning. Bryce Young spoke out yesterday about the Week 1 loss, 47-10 at the hands of the New Orleans Saints. Worst defeat of any team in the National Football League. And, you know, we say that. I thought about this yesterday because we talked about this. Did the Saints have the worst, did the Panthers have the worst Week 1 of anybody in the NFL? And I'm certainly not going to say, no, they did not. I am going to say, I think the Bengals are in that conversation, to be honest. I think the Bengals lost to the Patriots. Is to me, it's as embarrassing as what happened to the Panthers. That doesn't take the shine or whatever the opposite of the shine is off of the Panthers, but it was pretty bad for Cincinnati.
I don't know. The Bears' win was pretty embarrassing too.
Zero offensive touchdowns. They did win the game, but zero offensive. I think the Bears' offense, maybe not the team, but because the special teams and defense had a day against Will Levis and the Titans. I think the Bears' offense is up there. But as a team, I think it's the Bengals and the Panthers with the worst Week 1. We'll do some winners and losers later. But Bryce Young spoke out about this. Did a little presser yesterday, as did Dave Canales. Young noted in the presser that, quote, of course you want to come out and start on a high note. That didn't happen. We're going to wear that. We're going to learn from it when we turn on the film. But That doesn't define us. It's a long year, and we have to attack it with urgency and make sure that we're urgent about cleaning things up and fix what we've got to fix. We've got to turn the page. Again, it's a tough league. Would have been great to win a game. Obviously, the goal is to win every one. It wasn't the case, so that's how it is. We've got to turn the page and focus on next week. Young was asked if it potentially helps that it's just week one and that the team can flush what happened to start the year and improve. Young said, quote, "I think we don't have a chance. Again, we've got to get ready for next week. You dwell on it for too long or let it affect you. Obviously, that's something we can't do. In this league, you don't have a choice. We have to let it be what it is. Again, it's fresh right now, so you feel the emotions more, but you've got to be able to move on." Wonderful, cliche-ridden take from BY. Okay? I'm going to tell you straight up. And you guys know that there's not much that I love more than diving into the words that players and coaches use, diving into how people say things, when people say things, why people say things, and picking them apart like a Thanksgiving turkey. There's not much I love more than doing that. And then there's other times that I'm going to say, I don't really care what you have to say right now. I don't, right? I don't care what you have to say. I only care about what you do. I don't care about your words. I care about your actions. I'm everybody's best friend. Rob's the guy you can fire off a text to at 2:30 in the morning because you just had a fight with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance, your husband, wife, whatever. You'd be like, Rob Brown, I just had this happen. What do you think I should do? And while I never listen to my own advice because I'm a big dumb idiot, I give pretty good advice, all right? That's been the legacy of one Rob Brown. I just give pretty good advice. And one of my favorite pieces of advice that I have given to many, many people over the years is ignore everything they say. Tell me what they do, right? Don't tell me what they say. Don't text me at 3:30 in the morning and said, I don't know where my lover was, but they just turned up at 3:45 in the morning and said their phone battery died. Don't tell me what they said. Tell me what they do. Show me what they do, right? Actions are what I gauge you by, not words. Now, if you're doing all the right actions, then your words go miles. But if your words are all you're leaning on and you're not getting it done, you're not doing the right thing, then what you say doesn't matter. And that's kind of the spot that I'm in here. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I don't give a damn what Dave Canales says this week. I do not care what Bryce Young says. I don't care. I don't care. And this is a sentence I've never said before, and I'll never say again. I do not care what Xavier Leggett has to say. I mean, I do if he's going to be funny again, but, like, not the point. Now's not the time, Xavier. Now's not the time, okay? It's just not. I only care about what I see in week two. And nothing else. The question mark I have here is what fixes do we see in week two? There's a lot that went wrong. And if we're keeping it 100, as the kids say, there's a lot that went wrong for Bryce Young. My man threw a pick on his a bad pick. Not like Zoe can tell you, he gets frustrated with this sometimes. When I give you a reason that a throw was bad. We had a whole promo that ran last year because BY sailed a guy on the sideline. And I was like, that has nothing to do with his height or his throw and everything to do with the positioning of the receiver on the route he was supposed to run versus what he did. Again, it's not excuse. I'll give you one, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson in that opener against the Chiefs. Everybody's been banging the drum on Lamar because he misses eight flowers in the back of the end zone on what would have been I don't want to say game tying because they were going to go for two, but a touchdown that would have given him the opportunity to go for two and win, kick the XP and tie, or miss the two and lose, but gave him a chance. And I pointed out that if you really want to dive into the football philosophy, as bad of a throw as that was for Lamar, and as much as he has to make that throw, it's half on the receiver too. Because the receiver in that spot has to sit down. You've got a hole, sit in it. Don't run across it. If you run across the hole, you're running into coverage. Don't run into coverage. Find where the coverage is and wait. and letting Lamar hit you. Had Zay Flowers done what he was supposed to do and sat in that hole, that ball would have hit him in the face mask. Lamar would have stuck that thing between the crossbars on the face mask, and he'd have caught it with his face, and it would have been a tutty. But he kept running. He ran through the open hole and into coverage. I will make excuses. Scratch that. I don't make excuses. I give reasons, all right? Sometimes things look ugly, but there's a good reason for it. I don't have any reasons that the two picks that Bryce Young threw were thrown. None. He just missed guys. He missed Thielen on the little diagonal out. And he, I don't even know who was the first one, too. Do you even remember? I don't even remember who the first one was, too. Was it to the tight end, I think? I don't know. Doesn't matter. I think it was JT Sanders, but I don't know. Point is, that's how bad it was. There's no excuses there. So, Bryce Young's saying all the right things, right? These are all the things you say after you take a bad and ugly loss. These are all the right things. And I don't care about any of them. What I care about is, does this team come out now that they've got a game under the belt? Now that they've played full-speed football? Now that they've played football, full-speed football on the road, in a divisional game, in a hostile environment, now that they've got game speed under their belt, all these things done, does that crap stop? Do we see cohesion? Do we see chemistry? Do we see wide receivers and quarterbacks on the same page? Do we see offensive linemen doing a better job at picking up the blitz? That was one of my in-game takeaways. I didn't really tweet a lot during the game Sunday, right? Because I was kind of dialed in because it was a big game, and I wanted to be able to watch film while I watched the game. So I didn't tweet a lot. But one of the few things that I did tweet was, if Carolina doesn't do a better job picking up the blitz, you'll never know if Bryce Young's good or not. I am fine with saying one more time, and many of you are going to disagree, and that's okay. That's why we do radio. I still don't think we know what Bryce Young is. It's one game. It's one game in the first year with any level of stability around that program. It's one game. I don't think we can know what Bryce Young is yet. I think we can know what he's not. He ain't C.J. Stroud. He ain't Anthony Richardson. But as I said with those two guys when they came out, the ceiling is higher earlier for C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson. It's a higher ceiling earlier because their game is much more predicated on physical talent, running the football, being physical with the football. Bryce Young's is not. Bryce Young's game is predicated on see defense, read defense, execute against defense. His offense is more Drew Brees, less Lamar Jackson. C.J. Stroud and Anthony Richardson, much more. Now, they're also doing wonderful things throwing the football. And I'm going to give them credit for it. And yes, today, Bryce Young looks like the bust when C.J. Stroud's out there. And by the way, in a battle with Anthony Richardson in week one. But I am going to say it's week one with a new head coach and play caller, with an entirely new offensive line, with an entirely new wide receiver core. Yeah, I know some of these guys were on the same team last year. But when it comes to the offensive line, for instance, you got two new ones in the middle, one that moved position. Three out of your five are brand new, which means that the other two are working with guys next to them that they haven't worked with before. Your wide receiver core. Yes, I know that Adam Thielen and John Mingo were there last year. But Thielen was the one. He's now the three. Mingo was the four. He's now the two. Deontay wasn't on the team. He's now the one. Xavier Leggett wasn't on the team. He's now the four. Brand new wide receiver core. All these things matter, and all these things have to have the kinks worked out. Again, how many teams have as much newness to them around the NFL as the Carolina Panthers do? I can't think of one. The Chargers got a new head coach, sure. The team chemistry is basically built the same with the exception of the new draft picks, right? The Falcons, new head coach, new quarterback, same wide receiver core, same running back, same offensive line, same defense with a couple of additions in Judon and Simmons. Everything else is the same. All the teams that are new and improved this year, none of them are as new and improved as the Carolina Panthers. It will take time to gel. I said that coming into the year. It said the expectation should not be domination out of the gate. It's going to take time to settle, take time to gel. That being said, I appreciate BY. He's saying all the right things. Sounds like a leader. That's all well and good. I don't care. I care about one thing. Do you look in week two like there is cohesion and chemistry that is going to help you be a better football team? Because you got the Chargers. All they're going to do is run. You're going to get opportunities. But if you can't do anything with them, I might give up after week two. We'll find out. Now, the Jim Hart. No, I'm not going to do that to him. I'm a better man than that. The Lonzo of sports flashes. Lonzo with a sports flash.
Aaron Rodgers returns to the New York Jets starting quarterback role was spoiled by the San Francisco 49ers, who handed the Jets a 32-19 loss to enter the season. Despite the 49ers declaring Christian McCaffrey unavailable just minutes before the contest started, Rodgers went 13-21 for 167 yards, one touchdown, and one pick. Jordan Mason, who filled in for McCaffrey, had 28 carries for 147 yards and one touchdown. Former Clemson Tiger and current Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is facing new accusations of sexual assault dating back to 2020 when he was a member of the Houston Texans. Insiders say the Browns may be able to void Watson's contract if the allegations were known but undisclosed at the time of his signing. Tune in this Saturday at 12:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Stetson Hatters. Yes, that's their name. It's Furman versus Stetson right here on your home for Paladins football, The Fan, Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.